Separatist protests have descended into running street battles and rioting in the Spanish region of Catalonia. That's after lengthy prison sentences were handed down to 9 separatist leaders for their role in a failed 2017 independence bid. Guy Hedgeco is DW's Spain correspondent. Guy, tell us more about what's led up to this sentencing.
Well, these sentences, as you say, date back to October 2017, when the Catalan pro-independence government tried to lead a breakaway from Spain. They organised a referendum on independence against court orders and against the wishes of the Spanish government, and held that referendum. And then a few weeks after the referendum, the Catalan parliament declared independence from Spain unilaterally. And that was a very short-lived independence. Within a matter of hours, the Spanish government had introduced direct rule in the region. But nonetheless, the Supreme Court took these actions extremely seriously and charged several of the people that it felt were responsible for that failed bid for independence with serious charges. And the Supreme Court found them, 9 of them, guilty of sedition on Monday, giving them those lengthy jail sentences.
How long are they?
Well, the longest jail sentence is for Oriol Junqueras, the former vice president of Catalonia, who received 13 years. That's for sedition and misuse of public funds. And then 8 of his colleagues received jail sentences of between 9 and 12 years. Now, those were colleagues of his in the Catalan government, also the Speaker of the Catalan Parliament at the time, and also 2 civic leaders, 2 pro-independent civic leaders who were involved in these events.
And Carles Puigdemont, who we remember as the separatist leader who fled to Belgium in 2017 to escape trial, he has been encouraging protesters to continue in what he's called on Twitter a democratic tsunami. I mean, are you seeing that happening on the streets?
Well, we certainly are seeing an enormous mobilisation on the streets. Here in Barcelona, the last 3 days, there have been protests throughout much of the day. And then in the evening and the night, they intensify. And many instances have turned quite violent. This is something we haven't seen before with the independence movement, with people burning rubbish containers in the street, setting fires in the street, throwing rocks and rubble at riot police, clashing with riot police, and throwing Molotov cocktails in some cases. So there have been some very dramatic scenes, not just here in central Barcelona, but also in other cities across Catalonia, Lleida, Tarragona, Girona. On Monday, demonstrators more or less collapsed Barcelona airport because thousands of them converged at the airport to demonstrate. They clashed with riot police there. Several dozen flights had to be cancelled because of that. So the intensity of these demonstrations that we're seeing at the moment is much greater than what we have seen before. We've seen many demonstrations by pro-independence Catalans before, but not quite like these ones.
And not quite as violent, because the separatist movement is famously non-violent. But where is all this going, Guy? I mean, is this level of intensity going to continue?
Well, I think there is a feeling that we don't really know where it's going at the moment. This is perhaps a problem that the protesters have, is that they don't have a clear objective. 2 years ago, when they made that bid for independence, it was much more clear for them. They wanted to hold this referendum on independence, then they wanted to declare independence itself. This time round, this is simply an angry response to a court ruling. Now, if you talk to demonstrators in the street, what they say is they want the people who've been imprisoned to be released, and they also want the Spanish government to sit down and talk about holding a kind of Scotland-style formal binding referendum on independence. Now, as things stand, both of those demands look very unrealistic. The Spanish government has said it doesn't intend to take any steps to release these prisoners. In any case, its hands are very much tied legally on that. It's more a case of the Supreme Court or the other courts being involved in that. And also, politically speaking, it's very difficult for the socialist Prime Minister, Pedro Sanchez, to start talking about holding a referendum on independence, which is not allowed for within the Spanish constitution. And he's under a lot of pressure from other parties in Madrid, particularly on his right, to take a tough line on Catalonia. So it looks as if these demonstrations, these protests, could last a long time. People are very angry, even if their objective is not all that clear. They do seem determined to remain on the streets for a long time.
Okay. Guy, thank you, and stay safe.
Thank you very much, Keith.
DW Spain correspondent Guy Hedgecoe speaking to me from Barcelona.